Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Half at the plate with a 2-1 count. The pitch is fouled back out of play. And into our booth. It bounced off a facade underneath us and
almost had it
right over your head. Might have gotten a fingertip on that, Coon. But it's the first foul ball into the Cubs radio booth in about 2 years.
Are you aware that your foul ball could have hurt Ron Coomer or Zach Zaidman in that moment?
I didn't realize that happened. I'm going to need Coom to make that play, though.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Ian Happ yet again, and he said something about the Coon dog.
Yeah, the foul ball.
Who we welcome in right now.
That bounced off his glove?
I know. Ron Coomer joins us
bad
now.
Hop. It was a bad hop.
On the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you boys doing? Bad hop, huh, David?
Yeah, bad hop, right, Coom? Just gotcha.
It was much more dramatic listening to Zach than what actually happened. I think he got a little nervous. The ball got a little close. But, yeah, it hit the side wall. We're all right. No harm, no foul. I don't worry about myself getting hurt. Now, the guy to my right – and that day, that could be a little touchdown.
Throwing some shade. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good.
But I will protect the Hall of Famer. Well, let's just put it that way. Yes, the Hall of Famer will be protected.
and hey, Ron, look out for our guy, Dustin Rhodes. He's going to be out there with you guys today.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. Yep, we've already talked. I'm looking forward to having him out to the ballpark today and getting and just – exposing myself to some of this Cub. He's got the Cub energy, right?
Yes.
He's the ultimate Cub fan. He's got it, and I can't wait to have him in the booth today and soak some of that in as we get ready for a ball game today.
That's as kind of a description as you're going to hear about Dustin Rhodes' personality. So I will go with that. So, Coom, what
he's
are we?
Been great to me. I'm not with him every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, though, so I don't know.
So, Coom, Dustin aside, today, Skeens and Horton, you want to look at that as a great matchup. I know Paul Skeens is who he is in the game, but you look at what the Cubs have going here with in first place. This is one of those games, Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field, could be a memorable one.
It could be, absolutely. I think this is a great test for Horton. A lot like we had in Detroit, right? So Brownie got the pitch against Skubal, and, you know, he matched them pitch for pitch, basically. You know, for the most part, it did very, very well. I think this is one of those situations for Cade that he's coming here. You know, Skeens is, you know, one, two, three. You could count, figure out who you want to be the starting pitchers in the All-Star game. But we may face the two guys here in the last week and a half. So Skeens is very good. I would love to see Cade throw like he's capable of and match him pitch for pitch. I think if that can happen, which it very well could, it can be a big boost for a young player. The other thing too is pitching at home. Wrigley Field will be electric today for him, so that'll be a help also.
Ron Coomer on the Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of Early Pay. More at huntington.com/yourmoney. Ron, we just played a cut from Ryan Pressly, who said that he was concerned after that awful outing he had and that he went to work on his game. And one of the things he did is he went to Ian Happ and had Happ give him a report on what you look at as a hitter when he's breaking down mm-hmm. tape, what he's seeing if he evaluates Pressly. And he said that he got a lot of really good, helpful information. I love that he went to him. I love that he had no problem providing him with his assessment. I just think that's the sort of thing that can go on within teams, between teammates, that you don't get a chance to hear about or see very often, but really can be an impactful way of assisting each other.
Boy, you're not kidding. And we don't hear about that enough, Mike. But if you're really wanting to know what it is you're doing on a field, put yourself or get somebody who is playing against you. Get your own scouting report, what teams are scouting you and how they're looking at you and what they think your vulnerable points are and your strengths and weaknesses. It is a great – it just goes to show you how and why a guy like Pressly's been in the league as long as he has.
Right.
He's played on championship teams, and he doesn't – no matter what was said early, his knee was barking bad. He got it drained. But at the end of the day, you never heard any of that. You never heard excuses. He wasn't pitching great. So he went to a quality hitter and got the evaluation. It's a great thing to hear. It's one of those things that, you know, you go, that's a baseball guy, right? That's a guy that is all about playing our game and succeeding and doing whatever it's going to take to be good at what he does. And, you know, it's a big tip of the cap to me. I love hearing the inside baseball stuff where the younger guys that are playing now are all in and all engaged. And I think we've got quite a few of those guys, including the two you're talking about, Pressly and Ian.
So did any Twins pitchers back in the day pull you aside ever to say, all right, scout me, tell me what I'm doing wrong? Or did you ever have this experience, whether it was the Twins or any other team that you played on, Coom?
I would have, you know who I would go to? I would go to a pitching coach, because sometimes the player, you know, they're kind of locked into what they're doing, but I would definitely scout myself and discuss it. Different teams pitched me different. And like I would go into New York and they would pitch me inside constantly. And, you know, I'd end up breaking three bats, but I'd end up hitting a home run or two in the series. So, you know, it was one of those things. Now, other teams pitched me away, played me away, wanted me to hit into the defense because I could hit the ball the other way. So there were different, you know, ideas for different teams. I always felt like, and what I heard is, I didn't handle the ball inside as well as I did away, especially as the count got deeper into the count. I was very good at covering the ball away and getting a base hit or shooting the ball the other way for an extra base hit. I was more vulnerable inside. Those are the things that I would ask a pitching coach or, you know, get the scouting report on myself. And it's great, though. I just love the whole idea of it. It's really good.
We talked a little bit about the idea that PCA hit another home run yesterday, only this time he hit the ninth highest pitched homer in all of baseball. I think he's hit the two lowest pitched homers already this year. Yeah. I mean, the guy, it's extraordinary that he has the power he has when you just eyeball him.
Yep. Agree.
But to be able to do it, obviously you want to do it in the zone, but he's done it outside. I mean, it's crazy. The bat speed must be incredible to be able to go up, down, and in the zone. It's crazy.
Well, there's a couple things that have to happen to do what he's doing. One, when you commit, and this is one of the great things. This was a Don Mattingly thing that I took from reading an article about Don Mattingly when he was playing. He made a comment and said, oh, Mike, and this is an odd one, but he said, I'm swinging and putting and hitting the ball too often. That's what Don Mattingly said.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what the heck is he talking about? I got nothing for hitting, right? I'm trying to get this thing figured out and go to the big leagues. What that meant was he was putting the ball in play too much. He needed to swing and miss more. And what that means is when you commit to swinging, swing. And put your A swing on it, and if you swing and miss, you swing and miss. That's what I'm seeing with Pete.
Huh.
He's committing to a swing and swing. And let your athletic ability cover whatever that pitch is, cover it, right? So last night he got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball and way up top of the zone, and he committed to swinging. He's been getting pitched up, so he's getting better and better at covering the ball up, getting his hands up above the ball and driving through the baseball instead of swinging up at it. And what does he do? He gets his hands up and covers that high fastball. To me, that's the taking that Don Mattingly quote from probably 93 or 92 and understanding what Don meant by that. That's what I see in Pete. He's committing to his swing. His swing is getting better and better as he's staying in the league longer and longer and working at it. And now we're seeing this young guy that's able to do things that most people go, well, how the hell did he do that? Right. You know, but it's working and he's doing it. And you got to tip your hat a lot to John Mailey. I watched Johnny work with him a lot in spring training on covering pitches and using the whole field. That work is paying off.
This segment with Ron Coomer, sponsored by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit toyotaonedens.com. All right, Coom, over the last 25 games, the Cubs bullpen has an ERA that is less than one, I think 0.90. How much of that success is Craig Counsell pushing the right buttons and putting guys in positions to succeed? And now that he has gotten something going with the bullpen, who is the closer? Does it matter?
Well, I think he's done a very good job with his pen. And the pieces that the Cubs have brought in, like a Keller, even though he had a little command issue last night, but it got corrected through the help of Kelly, Tommy, and Keller all kind of going to the mound and getting it figured out and succeeding in getting the game over with and getting his inning over with and doing what he needed to do. Even though it wasn't pretty, it was effective. And, we haven't seen that from him, so you don't expect that to be a common thing. Counts has always been known as handling his pen very well, very well. He had one of the best bullpens in baseball in Milwaukee for a long time, but he had big names. Now he doesn't have the big name closer, the big name setup guy, and it's still working out, right? So there's that factor that he is definitely pushing the right buttons and understanding how to deal with his pen and not overuse them and just use them the way they should be used. And then the other thing, too, is guys are, you've signed the right guys. They're doing their job. They're in the right position to succeed, and they're getting it done. Because of not being overused a lot. He just won't use certain guys, and he'll take what he gets on those games. And he said that numerous times, when he just knows that you can't use a certain guy.
Jed talked this week, and it was interesting. He talked yesterday. He's kind of made the rounds a little bit. He spoke to John Heyman and Joel Sherman. They have a podcast in New York, and he talked about the PCA deal, etc. He talked on the MLB network, and he talked to the media in Chicago, and he has been very transparent about the Cubs being in the market for a starting pitcher and pitching. And it's interesting because it seems as if by doing that, he's letting everybody know, or not that teams don't know. I'm sure he's calling everyone, but they're looking in on everyone. They're checking everything out. and they would move quicker maybe than other teams want to, but they are going to make this move. And we were talking about it this morning a little bit. It's extraordinary what they've managed to do without Justin Steele all year and with Shota being out, and he will be out for a couple more weeks. How ambitious do you expect them to be in terms of the quality of the kind of pitcher they bring in? And do you feel that this team, we've talked about it, I don't know if you guys do privately, Ron, but when they played Detroit, you felt like the difference maybe in that series was Detroit's got a reigning Cy Young who is an unbelievable talent in Scooble, and he won a game for them, and they won a game with Flaherty, who had a really good pitching outing that day.
Yep.
What is one more pitcher required? That and obviously Shota coming back healthy.
Well, you get Shota back, and that's a big shot in the arm, a big positive shot in the arm. There's no doubt, but he's got to come back healthy, and he's got to come back the Shota that we had before.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I think they're so, you know, reluctant to speed him along and giving him plenty runway to get that hamstring, get himself healthy before he gets back on the field to perform in Wrigley Field or in the big leagues. I do believe Pat and I did discuss this after the Scooble game and going into the Scooble game, because you started looking, and, you know, when Detroit put Flaherty into that rotation, you went, well, what Flaherty are they going to get? Are they going to get the guy that was really good, or the guy that it had some arm problems and command problems and all the issues he had in St. Louis? Well, he's had a little bit of both of that this season in Detroit, but it's definitely trending really well. Scooble is a game changer, and I've played on teams where you had a Roger Clemens on the mound, and it just changes the perspective of the other team. And I think when you have that guy, it is a big, big shot in the arm for your ball club, knowing, you know, once every 5 days, you're throwing up one of the best pitchers in the game. So I would say, after seeing what we've seen the last 2 weeks with seeing some of the best pitching in the game, I'm going to see another one tonight.
Right.
That shows you what that means. You know, it really does. And I think the Cubs will be, you know, to make these kind of moves, though, Mike, everybody, we talk about this, and hey, we're going after that. We need that. The other team has to be a yes, too. That's the difficult part. It takes two to tango, and that is not easy to get one of the elite guys' pitching arms and make a move. It's just not an easy thing to do.
All right, Coom, what did you think about the lineup on Wednesday without PCA and Michael Bush in it? And did Bruhan playing center field underscore the Cubs' need for a depth piece in the outfield?
Well, yeah, he definitely, you know, there's two spots on the field that depth is outside of pitching on the you know, position player side that stand out to me. Center field being number one, that's for sure. But, you know, you got the young, you know, star player in the making, so he's going to play almost every day, if not every day. So, yeah, there is a need out there, but for a day or two on an occasion, you know, can you maneuver your outfield around and cover it? Yes. So that was fine. The other spot to me that's another issue is shortstop. You know, what do you do at short? You know, Dansby's played, if he's not played every game, he's played just about every game now at short. And he's the other guy that you've got to, you know, you get concerned about, that he plays a lot of baseball and at a position that's very taxing. And, you know, like, I think Counts made this statement. I heard secondhand. I wasn't there for it. But he's like, Yansby's playing. He's going to play, and he's going to play every day. And that's just the way it is, where they don't have room to take him out. And he's too valuable of a defender to take him out of the lineup. So those two spots to me are the keys, that you got to keep those two guys healthy, and they're keys to being in a lineup every day because they're producing at a very high level at their spot.
We had a conversation about Cody Bellinger, about the fact that they traded Bellinger, and if they hadn't done that, what would this team look like? How would he be on this team? You would have solved the extra outfielder issue, yeah. But maybe maybe Michael Busch isn't getting better, hasn't improved in the same fashion because he doesn't get as much time, or maybe he's playing more second base. Maybe Horner could do I'm just throwing out some opportunities for people.
He's just not a second base.
Yes, but I guess the bottom line would be you'd have more depth, but would you have, you know, the way PCA, you might give him a day off here and there because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you when you see the young players grow. And the other element here that I was talking to the boys about in the other room is they also have some really good outfielders that they will be able to bring up at the end of the year who could probably, you know, one of those young guys could give you that cover that you're asking about with an extra outfielder.
Yeah, there's a lot there to talk about.
Yeah.
Here was the issue with Belly. Let's address the Belly thing. When you made the Michael Busch trade and you brought Michael in, that and then you have PC and you got Michael Busch, what that does is basically you've got a – here's the question. Do you want Bellinger or do you want Tucker? That's the question to me because – if you can't have both of those because they all play the same position. So Belly's playing first and center field. So, you know, which guy is just basically going to be out? Well, PCA's not going to be out, you know, with the ability he has. And now we're seeing that the work that they've done with Michael Busch and the work he's put in, he's turning himself into a really good quality big league player. So, you know, in the regards of where does Belly play? Ian's playing every day and left. You've got a center fielder as a young person. Yep. So does Belly play right? Now he's going to play right field every day because you wanted Saya to be your DH. So it was a position issue, I think, Mike. I love the idea of having Belly because he can do so many things and he's a quality player and runs a lot of pluses. But it was a position thing of, okay, if you've got those pieces, where do they all play? And how do they get in there every day? That to me was the issue with Belly if you were going to go after Tucker.
Great stuff, Coom. Have fun today.
Thanks, Ron.
Boys, we are guaranteed to have fun today with Big D manning the pregame show today. I can't wait to soak in some of that Cubby feeling from Dustin today.
Be a lot of fun.
Great stuff, Ron. Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you as always.
312-644-6767 is the number.
Update on the Billy Donovan story when we come back.
Mully and Haw on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. How about that? That's your guy, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Charles Barkley criticizing the Knicks because it's easy to do, especially this week in which they have asked permission to interview five sitting head coaches and five times been rejected.
And the word is they were doubling back. They might move forward. They might double back.
So Casey Johnson, the insider for the Chicago Sports Network and friend of the program, longtime Bulls insider, last night on the Chicago Lead, after talking with us yesterday morning on the Mully and Haw Show, he forwarded the story by saying that there was a possibility that the Knicks may circle back to Billy Donovan, and they weren't done with that flirtation or that idea. And we speculated this morning during the pick six because of that. Well, maybe Billy Donovan's interested. He's a Long Island native. He played for the Knicks as a player briefly, and he's a New York guy. And he, at this stage of his career, maybe it made sense for him because they're closer to a championship. But Casey Johnson, within the last 15 minutes, tweeted this. Reported this last night because at the time, there sounded like there could be fluidity to the story, even as the Knicks, like multiple outlets had and we have reported, are now focusing on unemployed candidates. But Billy Donovan isn't going anywhere. He's in Chicago to stay. So Billy Donovan will remain the coach of the Chicago Bulls. The Knicks' interest was rebuffed and rejected. And even if he had some intrigue surrounding that possibility, it has been squashed, and he's going to be here.
That's great. I think the only question, and that's why we discussed it a little bit this morning, the only question was, well, how does he feel about it?
Didn't know.
We know that they said no.
Yeah, we didn't know.
But that's good to know.
It is good to know. I think that Billy Donovan seems like a guy that wants to honor his commitment, stay loyal to the cause, and is a good company guy. And I think him wanting to stay here in the midst of this rebuild, wherever it's headed, reflects that.
His parents relocated to Florida. I think he's got a sibling in Gainesville, too. And he goes back there in the off season for a bit to see all of his family. And, he was at Florida, obviously won two titles there. He's a real legend at that school. So it's kind of interesting. I guess what I'm saying is his folks no longer living in New York. Things change.
Things do change.
So maybe that the appeal of that we were kind of just discussing amongst ourselves, perhaps no longer exists.
It's hard to know. He's a Hall of Fame coach, so a lot of those things that may have resonated when he was a 20 or 30-year-old up-and-coming coach in the industry might not be the same. He's accomplished a lot. So I can understand, too, why coaches like Billy Donovan, accomplished guys, made men, if you will, would want to avoid the Knicks. You'd want to avoid that dysfunction. Who would want to work for Jim Dolan?
Yeah, I mean, it's sad but true.
They've mishandled this to the extent that Charles Barkley, everyone nods their head when he says what he said about the Knicks. They do not have a plan. They did not have a plan. They fired Tom Thibodeau as an impulse reaction to losing in the Eastern Conference Finals.
With 3 years left on his deal.
And after back-to-back 50-win seasons.
See, I think that if I were a head coach, again, Rick Carlisle, let's say he wins a title and the Knicks come sniffing around. If you're 65 years old, wouldn't you want to go to New York, maybe get yourself a 5-year deal and then get fired so you could retire with a huge payout?
No.
But I just think that the ineptitude of the people in charge there would give you pause. And they, we played the Charles Barkley cut on the way back in, because the only shocking element of this whole thing, we've watched the Knicks for years. What's really surprising about it is they didn't have a plan. You know, when they fire Billy, okay, you know, they're not Billy, Tibbs, they're like, hey, you didn't use enough guys, it, whatever. You could come up with reasons, but you would have to have a legitimate bettering of that role to justify getting rid of a guy that won that many games for you. And they instead, they're like, I saw for sure, Mike Malone, he's a New York guy, that's the guy they're bringing. No. They had nothing. They literally are now wandering around asking, do you mind if we talk to your guy? It's ridiculous.
It was impulsive, and those kind of decisions tend to be bad ones. You know, the Knicks were on the verge of getting to the NBA Finals. They had a team they felt like, you know, going into the Pacers series, you understood why there was a lot of optimism in New York about they would be returning to the Finals for the first time in a long time there. But and Tom Thibodeau was a big reason why. Now, they made the trade. Karl-Anthony Towns wasn't a great fit, as it turned out, in the end. But he was a great – had a pretty good season. Had a very good season.
Didn't have a great last series. But
the roster had some issues and some flaws. But it's
Bridges, that was a terrible, terrible trade because they gave up so much for him.
Yeah, the NBA is just hard to figure out sometimes in terms of the logic. There's trades that don't make sense. There's firings that don't make sense. I suppose now they go the unemployed coach route. Mike Brown has been a name that you have heard. He has definitely won before, and he's no stranger to big markets and intense pressure. So maybe that makes sense. Don't know.
That's interesting. It is definitely interesting.
It's good from the Chicago perspective. The more the Knicks may struggle moving forward and not taking advantage of this window as it opens, better it is for other teams in the Eastern Conference who might be having designs and taking a step forward. Let's hope the Bulls are in a position to take a step forward.
Okay.
The other thing that Casey Johnson said.
I thought they said wait a year and then we'll step forward.
I don't know. They're shrinking the timeline and doing all this stuff. I haven't bought the T-shirts.
Stretch.
Stretching the timeline or shrinking the timeline?
Shrinking. Sorry, shrinking.
Yeah, the shrink of the timeline. Yeah. They're not stretching the timeline. How much you want to stretch it right now? Boy, they're going to pull a hammy if they stretch anymore.
But that shrinkage is summer of 26, so a year from now.
That's so crazy. Is that the T-shirt? Is that what we're...
No, okay. I don't think so. There's no T-shirt ideas
The summer
yet.
Of 2026.
What's on you? What Bulls T-shirt do you have? Do you have a Bulls
right
T-shirt?
Right now? I don't have a Bulls T-shirt. No, and there's no swag from the Bulls I want to wear now.
I've got a black T-shirt with a picture of a goat on it that says MJ in red.
It's a cool shirt. Yes. I was telling you guys, I think, off the air about my dad and I going to Bears games and buying those, like, you know, $15 T-shirts from the guys with, like, the duffel bags, right? You know, cash-only business. But I think my dad has, like, in that drawer also, he still has, remember those, like, after the Bulls would win the championship? Yes. So there was all that official gear. But then those, like, caricature almost, like, of, like, the starting five with the Larry O'Brien.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had that yesterday for the anniversary.
Well, I thought that maybe you had a T-shirt that said Jazz World Champions 1998.
No, that one went to
I still have some swag bags, right? So they're bags that you would be given if you were covering the NBA Finals. And I've got the first three titles. I got the bag, which I just brought them home and never used them. You know, like you used to get the computer bags.
You've still never used them?
These are more like duffel bags. I just never really got them into circulation. And then a couple of people were at the airport. They'd have one of these old bags from the Bulls championship, and their gear would come out in a box, bag gone. Somebody at the airport had purloined at least two sports writers' bags from those days, so I was glad I never had used them or checked
in a
bag.
Really,
isn't that awful?
It's criminal.
Well, it's criminal. Yeah, it's criminal.
It's theft.
It is theft. But imagine being like standing there waiting for your bag, and you see
your
boxer shorts hanging out of a box.
Okay. So, hold on. So, if I'm understanding this correctly, it's like a backpack or a carry-on
bag? Yeah, like a duffel.
Okay.
That has the year and it says, you know, the championship.
I would probably put your boxer shorts in a suitcase.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know.
Well, I mean, saying. As you know, I am a rather modest man. Yes. So I like to wear exciting underwear, but I like to have it hidden from public.
Yeah, that's great. A revelation. I'm glad.
Does Flag and Anthem make drawers?
I don't think so. There's a couple things on the Flag and Anthem checklist I would think we should, I mean, we could have some conversations, good dialogue about, like, product, different products.
They do make socks and shoes.
They do make, the socks are outstanding.
Socks are phenomenal.
They're phenomenal. Yes,
I've never gotten socks, but I am wearing a pair of Flag and Anthem shoes.
The shoes are good. The shoes are excellent. I really like the shoes.
Yep.
I don't think they're in the underwear business.
I don't believe they are. Although, no. I've gotten some really nice, like, swim shorts type stuff that sometimes I'll just wear under a nice pair of pants they gave me.
That's really unnecessary detail.
TMI.
Well, I mean,
TMI.
Sometimes.
Definitely.
Sometimes you need to go. Sometimes you need to go commando, okay. David. I'm not breaking news
what
here.
What are we doing here? So, I do like the swim trunks. They're nice. They're very comfortable. The golf shirts are, just the same.
We are wearing golf shirts.
I know.
Both of us.
Dustin accused us of matching
today.
He
thought we looked... I could, these shirts, Dustin...
Let's hope his vision is better at the Cup game.
Yeah. I mean, these shirts couldn't be more different.
You were very bleary-eyed at 4:55 or whatever that was.
In the light, they look somewhat similar.
No, they don't.
No.
Not really.
No, maybe in your light.
Not
Brandon, you
light.
Want to comment on that? Similar shirts?
My 4 a.m. eyes?
Yeah. Huh?
I can't wait till the Cub pregame show now. If your vision better improve by then, buddy.
The Cubs in Pittsburgh.
Or else you won't be asked back.
They're wearing the same uniforms.
Are you doing the fifth inning?
No shot.
Just one.
I would love if Dustin did the fifth
That'd
inning.
That'd be great. Oh,
I'm not Matt Spiegel.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Oh, he thinks they have the same unis on.
It was worth a shot.
He can't tell who's in the outfield or who's at bat.
Yeah. I think Dustin's a big enough Cub fan that you can now identify players by their mannerisms. By their
swing.
Yes, yeah. By their swing.
Like when you were a kid, you would imitate.
Who's the best person
stand
to imitate?
In the driveway. Yeah.
How many kids out there did the Craig Council at bat?
I will admit I was a little bit of a Pirate fan growing up. I really, you know, I think part of it was the Chicago Sting.
Well, we are
because family. the black and yellow. I thought
Willie Stargell at bat.
Cool colors. And the other guy, he had the guy pitched in a weird way.
Kent Tecolvi. The sidearmer.
Yeah. I had never seen that before.
Submarine.
And I thought that was so cool.
Kent Tecolvi.
Yeah.
Well, there weren't many sidearm pitchers in the day.
Right.
Kent Tecolvi was an outstanding reliever.
This is not about a sidearm thing, but did you see that Boston has a young knuckleballer who's coming up? They've got a guy in the minor leagues apparently who throws like a faster than usual knuckleball, he's doing very well.
What's a velo?
Velo? Like 80 something. Which for a knuckleball is pretty fast.
Yeah, that is pretty fast.
High 80s, maybe?
I think the faster a knuckleball is, the less
yeah,
it
but
will
apparently
have
this
its...
is a this is he's doing well, and it would be super cool to get a knuckler back in just because it would be great to see a guy start 40 or 50 games.
Nobody's going to start 40 or 50 games.
A knuckleballer could just go pitch every day in a week.
I don't think so. Because you're not going to throw all knuckleballs.
Both ends of a doubleheader.
You know what? Cade Horton needs to develop a knuckleball.
No, that's Ben Brown. He needs a third pitch.
He needs a third pitch. Yeah, all right. Ben Brown.
All right. We got to get ready for Mike Palm. We're going to bring Mike in next. Mully and Haw on the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents the star of our show,
Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations of Circa, the D, and Golden Gate.
Vegas! Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Twitter at Mike Palm Circa.
Why don't I take you somewhere that you've never been?
Where's that?
Vegas?
Let's head to Vegas with Mike Palm, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Mike Palm, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. And Mike, you're our friend in the desert, but you're not in the desert today. Tell us where you are.
No, I'm out on the plains, so to say. I'm in Omaha, Nebraska. We're going back and forth over the pedestrian bridge to Council Bluffs, Iowa, so you know you can log on to the Iowa apps and bet. But yeah, I'm in Omaha for the College World Series this weekend.
What brings you there?
Well, Derek, Derek has the love of college baseball, and he's always said that this college baseball playoff between the regionals and super regionals and the World Series would grow exponentially over the next 10 years. And he came out with a small group last year and met Kevin, who owns Rocco's, the home of the Jelly Shots, and they hit it off. So, you know, he brought two of the VSiN shows out and about 18 of our crew from Circa to really promote the Circa Sports Iowa app. And then, of course, you know, invite people back to Las Vegas to stay at Circa and Stadium Swim and the sports book and all that.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Did you guys have any piece of Jay-Z's action on the NBA Finals? Like, he bet $1 million that the series would be over in five games. So, oops.
What if?
We're running into...
I think we lost Mike. Connection not so good in Omaha.
Well, that, can you hear me?
Yeah, we gotcha.
Yeah, we go.
Okay. It could still be 4-1 Indiana. That's what I tell people. That was the most popular bet at Circa, too. It wasn't Jay-Z, but the most popular bet was under 5.5 games. So it certainly has been an interesting final. But, I mean, it's good that it'll be extended, just like the NHL looks like it's going 7 as well.
What about the U.S. Open?
We'll see a lot of people now trying to buy low on Scottie Scheffler at this point.
Right.
I mean, you can get dramatically improved odds when the favorites don't do well on day one. And so you will see people pounding now, especially today and tomorrow, the favorites to come back. You'll see a lot of ROM action here. course, you'll see Scheffler. The one you won't see is McIlroy, who's has completely lost his way.
Wow. Yeah, it is shocking how badly he's done. And and just the other thing is he signed his card and rode out of there. He once again avoided the media, so shocking. He didn't want to talk about it. I guess he doesn't want to publicly complain. So we've got the over under on strikeouts today, Mike, that we're all kind of keeping an eye on because Paul Skeens going against the Cubs, I think it was at 6.5, which I think is low, but then I feel like I'm being goaded in to go high, so now I feel like it's going to go under 6.5.
Good. Scoble last night was 7.5. He went 7 innings and didn't get there, right?
Right, so, right.
Somebody asked me an interesting question here in Omaha yesterday because we were talking about how big of a contract was Scoble going to sign. And, of course, Scott Boras is his agent, and Scott Boras played in the Greg Maddux Baller Dream Tournament. So, you know, I was the tournament director, so I kind of put Derek and Scott at the same table so he could kind of keep him in Detroit. But, you know, people are talking 10 years, $425 million. And somebody asked me the question, who, if you were going to give that contract 10 years for $425, who would you give it to, Scoble or Skeens? I think it's an interesting question. Obviously, you got the years advantage on Skeens, but Scoble, is right at the top of his game before. He's been hurt before. It's a tough choice.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good time in Omaha.
Thanks, Mike. Great stuff.
All right, thanks, fellas. Talk to you next Friday.
That is our guy, Mike Palm. How about that?
Paul Skeens would be the 10-year deal.
Yeah, you would think so.
No 10-year deal for pitchers, though.
No. Unless it's Ohtani and he can also hit.
Yeah.
All right, it's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're going to talk about the all the happenings going on in Indianapolis tonight. We'll bring in Bob Kravitz, and we'll talk it over, Mully and Haw and The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.